talking to your children about sex can be kind of awkward, but if you don't give the input, they're going to hear it from somewhere else. And we want to encourage you to get ahead of this and to have those important conversations. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. Danny, about what age do you as a counselor encourage parents to have the talk with their kids?
Yeah, and you just said, John, to not run away from this whole thing. I mean, it is so important to begin conversations at an early age that surround the topic of the talk and not just all of a sudden you're into this talk. But 8 to 12 is generally the range that most parents step into this talk, and then the conversation that leads to more talks and more conversation around this. Some parents have chosen to begin the talk or have done the talk at 7, at 8. And I think there's a lot of wisdom to that, especially if your child is more mature than the average 7 or 8 year old. Step into that and err more on the side of bringing it sooner than later, because you're introducing them to something beautiful in God's creation.
Yeah, and Focus President Jim Daly talked with Shauna Hudson, Ellen Slotman, and Nick DuPont. They all worked through the curriculum called Launch into the Teen Years, which is all about this kind of topic, and they shared their experience of talking with their children about sexuality.
You know, God's design for sex is a beautiful thing. It's one of those things that the world has totally manipulated, right? And the big pornography industry and all those kinds of things. But God intended this to be a wonderful gift in the context of marriage. And, oh, even saying it, you're so old-fashioned. We get that. I'm proud of being old-fashioned in that way, right? And it's healthy for human beings to be in that kind of monogamous relationship. And in that way, the Launch into the Teen Years describes it and talks about sex within marriage. But you alluded to it, Ellen, that, you know, it can be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you're talking about, and I'm going to get from each of you how that experience came around for you. But you have both daughters and sons. I only had sons. So Jean got off rather easily, I would add.
I only have sons.
So, yes. But Jean, you know, she just reinforced what I had expressed to the boys. It was really my job to take the boys for the weekend and make sure that they understood what it's all about. So I want to get, let's start, Ellen, with you. How, you know, just the awkwardness of it and then how you got motivated to go.
Yeah. I was just grateful. You know, approaching this, it was, I mean, just overwhelming. I had no idea how to introduce a topic and how far to go or, you know, or what to talk about.
What about your husband, too?
Yeah, he was in. So I, through Launch, I did most of, like, the bully, you know, chapters and in the friendship. But I was like, you need to take care of this.
This is the nitty-gritty part.
Yes. So, I mean, we watched the video together with our boys, and it just, we were so grateful for the guidance that it provided. And it was just, and it wasn't like you just dove into, like, sex and what it is. It was, you know, relationships and then how they progressed.
And let me ask you in that regard, did you and your husband both sat together with your boys?
We did,
so you were present.
I was present,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously led the conversation, I was there, and my boys are comfortable with that.
Did he do any follow-up one-on-one with them as kind of man to
no,
boy?
No, I just don't, I don't think they're there yet.
Okay, all right. No, that's good to know.
For what we talked about, they were engaged. And,
no, I appreciate that. And your boys, at the time of the talk, were how old?
11 and 12.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
How about you, Sean?
So this was not our first talk with either one of our children, Brendan or Reese.
So you kind of did drip irrigation?
Before this, we had used kind of some other discussions and talks and so on. And so I wasn't at all nervous because the other videos had been so good and the conversation had been good. I knew this was just going to be another touch point with my children. One thing I did, though, that I thought was helpful that wasn't in the guide was with my son, we also watched the girls' portion, and with my daughter, we watched the boys'
portion. Oh, that's
portion.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because it was so tactfully done that I thought, I'm sure they have questions, and this might just be a good way to explain it. And I didn't have to do much of the talking because it's in the video. And so that was helpful, I thought.
No, that's a really good idea. Yeah. How about you, Nick? How old were your kids when you had this talk?
Oh, so I have 4 kids, and so this is somewhat old hat to me, but never easy. So they were probably all about 12 or 13 years old.
12-ish, 13.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, Danny, you're involved very heavily into the launch into the Teen Years video series. What are some of the do's and don'ts that you recommend for parents when they do get to having the sex talk with their kids?
Yeah, and John, I had to wear a wig on those videos there in Launch of the Teen Years. We had a fun time.
That, I got to say, there is a lot of levity in these things and a lot of connection points for kids in the pre-adolescent or early adolescent age years.
Yeah, and that's part of the do's. Make sure this is a connecting time. It's not just an academic moment. It's make it fun, make it enjoyable. You're introducing them to something amazing and beautiful in God's creation. And if you set it up that way, what you're doing is you're creating a positive initial attitude toward what's about to be shown and talked about. Make sure you name the body parts by the name that they have. That's so important. A lot of parents feel a little ashamed with it or embarrassed, and they feel, oh, am I going to spark this thought around that? Make sure you do that. Be sensitive and attuned. Make sure you're listening to your kids along the way. They may have interesting questions that you may need to say, hey, let me get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. And just make sure you're not oversharing your past, because this may be a place where you feel a sense of guilt or some other things, and you're going to try to bring out all these stories potentially. Don't go there. Make sure you're following some of the lead that your child brings in of what they're asking about. And then don't get super graphic. You don't need to do that. You can be detailed, but not graphic. Mm.
All of that is great advice. And we have so much more in the Launch Into the Teen Years curriculum. We have it available on our website. We'll link over to it in the show notes. It covers sexuality and so many other aspects of what your child's going through. Is all designed to foster conversation with your child. And please make a donation of $60 or more to the ministry and request Launch Into the Teen Years. All the details are in the show notes. And then we have a free article for you online. It's called Tween and Teen Development, and it addresses boys and girls, and some of the changes they experience during the adolescent years. That's free, and we'll link over to it in the show notes. Well, we'll have more for you next time on this topic. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.